rest of the story. The evening of January 6, 1938, Ellen and Belinda Duncan and their friend Sam went to the movies. Afterward, they stopped at a cafe. After the cafe, they strolled home along the Paris Avenue d'Orléans, and it was then and there, in the small hours of the morning, that a stranger approached the trio. He needed money, he said. No, he insisted, this was not a robbery. Whatever he was given, he would pay back, he said. The three friends kept walking a little faster now. The stranger kept up right alongside Sam. Sam pushed him away. There was a scuffle. The stranger produced a knife. Before anyone could do anything or say anything, the blade was buried deep in Sam's chest, left side. Sam fell. Pain gripped him. An instant later, the world went dark. When Sam regained consciousness, the pain awoke with him. He opened his eyes. It was his friends Alan and Belinda at his bedside. He had been taken to the hospital Brucey, they told him. The knife had pierced his left lung, had just barely missed his heart. In fact, they said, Sam might not have survived the ordeal had that woman not happened along. That woman is the rest of the story. She had seemed to appear from nowhere, tall, rather plain, but a sweet face. And while the Duncans were frazzled and frantic, not knowing what to do, she, this woman, this strange woman, introduced herself simply as Suzanne and calmly took over. With reassuring efficiency, she removed Alan's overcoat, gently wrapped it around the fallen man. Then she instructed the couple in Sam's momentary care, promptly summoned an ambulance, and by the time Sam made it to the hospital, he was near death. But he did not die. And he did not die because a calm, quick-thinking passerby had been in the right place at the right time. But who was she, Sam wanted to know. His friends shrugged. Just a woman. Just a woman named Suzanne. And that would have been all anyone could tell you about her, had that gallant woman not visited the hospital a few days later to see how Sam was coming along. And as it is, we now know quite a lot about Suzanne Deschavaux. For once upon a time, there was a poor Irishman named Sam who lived in Paris, whose career as a writer did not flourish until a certain woman came into his life. A woman concert pianist, in fact, who was to become his lifelong helpmate and professional advisor. Today, lovers of literature all over the world revel in the poetry and the prose of a vibrant author and playwright named Samuel Beckett. And yet now, as you reflect on his masterworks, such as Waiting for Godot, or on the Nobel Prize which he was awarded in 1969, now I hope you'll remember that night that might have been his last, but for a chance encounter with an angel of mercy, a woman named Suzanne, who was destined to become his wife. Now you know the rest of the story.